It's Audiomo Day 4. As you remember from last year, I always like to commemorate D-Day. And also, obviously, Bletchley Park, because my involvement with Bletchley Park. But this year, I want to try and focus more. So my theme is about saving history and capturing history. So as part of that, I'm sat at Bletchley Park with Jonathan Byrne, who's the Oral History Officer for Bletchley Park. Jonathan, your role here really is to capture history, isn't it, and save it?
That's right. Yeah, we got a lot of catching up to do because, if you remember, for 30 years after the Second World War, the people who were involved with Bletchley Park couldn't talk about it and didn't talk about it. It was a complete secret until a book appeared in 1974 that told the story. So, and even then, it's only been probably in the last 20 years that most of the people who were there have felt at all comfortable.
It's still taken a lot of them a long time to even come to terms with it being out, hasn't it?
Yeah, even now we have to persuade people that they're allowed to talk about it, and GCHQ have made it quite clear that they can talk about everything that happened during the war, which is great for us. But of course, unlike other areas of the war, which didn't remain secret in quite the same way, we missed out on 30 years of really people telling their stories, writing their stories.
Memoirs, yeah.
30 years, more than that, probably 50 years. So now, these last 20 years, we've been catching up while we still can with the veterans who are out there. Now, most in their early 90s at least. But many, I'm glad to say, in very good health, very good
sharp
spirit.
Sharp as pins.
Yeah, and more than happy to talk to us or write to us about what they did.
I mean, how many people over the last 5 years have you and your team interviewed?
Interviewed now, I think it's about 240 we've interviewed over the last 4 years since we started doing this. And we've got more in the pipeline. I mean, I'm writing to people all the time who we've heard from a friend that they might be interested in being interviewed. And, you know, we've got, I think, at least three interviews next week. I think we had a few this week. So, you know, we're doing two or three a week at least, probably as the summer comes on, it'll improve. And because I'm lucky enough to have a team of very good volunteers over various parts of the country, we can, without great expense, we can visit people all over the country.
So that's the thing. We're a charity, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
At the end of the day.
But, you know, of course, people have retired all over the country, all over the world. You know, we have interviewed one lady in California by Skype. But, you know, Australia, South Africa, France, all over the place, there are people who we are in touch with. And if we can't go and interview them face-to-face or by Skype, you know, they can always write to us and tell us their story. We can use that as part of the...
Because it's important, isn't it, saving this history? I mean, what's it mean to you?
Well, I'm absolutely fascinated because I've always been interested in history and in the Second World War in particular. And it does remind you that it is something that happened a long time ago, but it's still with us because the people are still with us. Obviously, the Second World War had an enormous effect on the way the world is now. So to actually be able to speak to people who played such a crucial role in it, and particularly who couldn't talk about it for so long, is a privilege, really. You know, it's absolutely fascinating and great to learn so much for myself and for everyone, really, because we use this information to tell the story of Bletchley Park.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just for us, for our own benefit. It helps us renovate the park, and it ties in with the education department, allows us to teach the next generation.
It does. Yes. Very true. We have school parties in here every week, or every day, really. And what we learn from the veterans feeds its way through to what they learn.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Okay.